friends. I'm turning this morning to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18. According to whom I it was so ebieno TN9 chim dunwachi. So 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And we want to think about time and eternity. This is a subject that should constantly be upon our minds, but what a shame it is that we don't want to think much about that. In Jesus say, yeah, yeta edwini sa enkwanyichi sa emrina eni ewiye no chane nese se ta edwin mo pa enso yenta enye sa na etre se de yenti bieti ankasa. So we want to really reflect about this within this short time. Now, 2 Corinthians is such a very comforting book and a very wonderful chapter, because chapter 4 in particular, because in this chapter, the Apostle Paul tells us some of the troubles of those who serve the Lord, those who love the Lord, who have come to know Him and really want to serve Him and follow Him. And he tells us their troubles, some of them. And yet, you know, the Apostle Paul insists that even in the midst of their troubles, Christians are far better off than unbelievers. So that if unbelievers are letting the troubles of Christians put them off and say, oh, when I become a Christian, I may have to suffer this, I may have to lose that, I may have to let go of that also, as I'm not coming, I'm not turning to the Lord. The Apostle Paul is saying, oh, you see, yes, we have many troubles. Yes, our dangers are many, but we are still better off. We are still better off. Apostle Paul said, we are still better. You know why? Apostle Paul mentions two major things. Two things. The first is this: they are wonderfully upheld by the Lord. Their troubles become actually an open door, an opportunity to prove the Lord and to know that God is alive. God is not just a word. He is alive. We may know Him. We may prove Him. We may be drawn nearer to Him and know His nearness in trouble. Apostle Paul said, Christopher, someone who knows my near, a choir, a bimo, mama, who said, Yankopon, a bain, Ning said, Yankopon, Kiasi. So the men Yankopon, Koyasi, near your bonny dear, but near him so Otia, Sankasa. And yes, sir, the only man I can tell you, I want some more Bible, no, no, you never come to prove Him. And you never come to know especially His nearness and His comfort of His spirit. And then it doesn't mean in the same Apostle Paul say, now, well, Christopher, you're in troubles, or may opportunity, and may you dear obia to me who just a young for there are unseen things, spiritual realities. Things like communion with God, things like the power of prayer, things like the strength of character which the Spirit ministers to the hearts of the Christian, things like the comfort that comes from the Word, and such a purity and peace of conscience that come because the Lord Jesus Christ really ministers to us. Apostle Paul, you will never be a young fear me, and so Christopher to me, a new man, young copper, waka wasam. No, didn't have to some point say, we also can see heaven. How? How do we see? He said, we see by faith. We see, we have an eye of faith. Yeah, what JD, anyone, out to me with Sanuman. I want to explain this carefully. The eye of faith isn't a kind of a vision we have. So that when we are praying or we are sitting down, some pictures come into our eyes and we say, hey, we are seeing heaven. We are seeing things that are there and things like that. That's not what the Bible teaches, friends. See, kasi huni dia ebimo huni noa. Yem pen kase. Se ebia yetiwa. Eya ane yenye ni sadi huni bi na church and say, sadi me. What is that story? Some time ago, na tia eba, when you be see, wako hell kraba. motisa stories no oso aba pa no boboyen we can say you boboyen kokopa, he's coming to warn us that hell is real. Why is it real? Because I've been there makoho na mapa. Well, nobody goes to hell and returns. Actually, there's a fallacy obviously. Obi anko hell no saying, but my friends, how do we see? My dear friends, you know something, when you are a Christian, you read these things in the Bible and God's Holy Spirit works in your heart, and they feel so certain, they feel so true, that you don't only say that they are true, they begin to control your life. That's what we call faith. You see these things and you say, these things are real. If they are real, then this is the way it influences me. If there's no influence from that, there's no faith. If there's no influence from that, there's only a lip service. So nya dinye biya ewa ma brabo soa, ene manuwa na mede kara, me huyankasa, and it so influences us. And that's what Apostle Paul say, we have seen that which is unseen. Die yehunu, yehunu, yehunse radi Yesu Christo wampa. We know that he is there. We have known that he is living, the living Savior, and he will come again. We know that judgment is true. We know that he sees our hearts, and we know that he will deal kindly with us if we truly trust him. We know these things are true. Why? Because we read them in the Bible, and we are given this certainty. Is not man-made. You cannot conjure it in yourself. Impossible. It's a certainty given by the Lord. He gives it. Oh no, man, we saw agency. He says, "The man say, 'Eyampa, kosu say, afedi edandani said the mebo mebra." Sa agency pi crown crown. No one which it show no. You mean me why you cause me just say eyampa. This is da bida. And you say kra. E radin hono crown crown no demao. Said your work and he gives you that certainty, and he makes it so real to your heart, and it begins to have such a powerful influence on everything, not some things, everything in your life. That's what we call the eye of faith. Sa in a JD in you know, it's a semi kera dia semia, and when we say, we're a yampa, I'm kasa, and Apostle Paul say, sa JD in you know, yewo. So look at the passage there. While we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Because of this, you see, it is not the visible things that move us. It is not the things around us, there us. No, the things that are not seen. Why? He gives us the reason. For the things which are not, which are seen, are temporal. The Greek means that only for the occasion. Do you know the difference between this, my dear friends? Only for the occasion. Let me give you one example of how, if you become a child of God, this happens. If you repent of sin and come to the Savior and yield your life to him, your whole heart yielded to him, desiring to be under his rule and government, then what happens is that he enables you so that these things that are not seen becomes, as I mentioned, so real to your heart that now you begin to see everything in this life as so unattractive. And you may change when she and to in your view. Friends, there's sometimes even a pain. You know, I keep saying, because this kind of, if you've been coming here, you may have heard me say this before. You know, you think of life and you say that if all there is that I should spend my energies and all I can gather is money. Friends, it feels so. It cuts your heart in pain. Is that tall? Is that tall? Then, there has to be something nobler. There has to be something deeper. But you can't see it. You will recognize it. And on your behunani, everything money can produce, everything material things can bring about, everything earthly influence can accomplish, you would never be able to see the things that you look to the Lord to do. Things that He must do by answers to prayer. Things that He must do by His own intervention, graciously and powerfully. Things that you expect to enjoy and know when this life is over, you'll be a stranger to them. You cannot go beyond the things you see. And Apostle Paul said, my dear friends, I really don't want to dwell on this much. I simply want to pick the words eternal there and explore that a little. Eternity. How will it be like? Sa emrena eni eriyano ebedein. Eternity. You know, we all facing it. This life will be over soon. When I was coming from Cape Coast yesterday, on the radio, somebody was saying that, hey, January is going too fast. Do you feel the same thing? Because in January, I can't tell them to do. Oh, anyway. Is it really? But actually, it is a lie, isn't it? And, I always think that for the person who lives for himself and this world, as the days goes very fast, he becomes restless. Because, if you were supposed to be, forgive me, we are not, I hope. So if we're supposed to be some criminals and carried in the police van to be taken to the place of execution, at least we'll wish that the car goes a little slower, isn't it? It's really going fast. It's bringing our execution too close, too quickly. My friends, whether life goes fast or not, we will face eternity. Do you think about that? Friends, this is the fundamental fact. You don't have to ignore it. You will enter into eternity. This life is short. Death is certain. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is certain. We will enter into eternity. I want you to think of a few things that eternity will bring up. The first thing the Bible can say is, in eternity, time and age will be nothing. No time. You wouldn't grow up. So that you cannot live in expectation of change as a result of age. And yes, she may be near every and yes, she 5 years to chumwa, a better son. There's nothing. So there will be mysterious, we do not know how God will do it. There will be a sense of the times, if we can put it. Said ye mbrine beni sen ye nyoma kosno ye bing huna se nyoma air koso and say yes and nyoma air sasa. We are only giving snippets here and there with scripture. Bible come tinketinketi etchayas ningina. And so time and age will be no more. Now we know, for example, that all the children that die before we say age of accountability, only God knows exact day, will be in heaven. And so the children will be there. There will not be a single child in hell. A single baby, we say, in hell. Will they grow up and get into adulthood? What will adults do? Will we grow up? Well, it's difficult to answer. But whatever it is, whether they will grow up or not, the children will not be troublesome. That's how they are today. And so age will not change. She had answers. And yet age can answer. But nothing else changes. I'll speak a little about that later. Everything is forever. Only we are feeling in them would be biabe or ho da. Santiago said, you would remember everything. We will remember the past and the sense of the past if we've not been forgiven. So one bell irradiates the Christian one horror. And you my best thing could be kind, how would you want to remember your past? And the sad thing is, you will never remember with any measure of pleasure. You remember with anguish, unless you have been washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes some young persons can remember sins of the past and almost look upon it with homesickness. They wish they are doing it again. But friend, there will be nothing like that, because there will be, I will explain something else that explains this even further. You'll have no pleasure in sin. Well, even now people experience that. I remember years ago a man was working for me. He was a tailor and he was working for me. I didn't know why. Every now and then we've been talking about spiritual things. He looked at me one day and said, "Pastor, you know, I womanized too much when I was a young man." I think it was a man in his 50s around the time. He said, "Brandon, you're a young person, you can't master to do." He was seeing me with distress. Now, if earth is like that, how much in all eternity, when everything I ever did is poured into the memory, and I'm compelled to look upon them in one strand of activity, not passing, each one of them in my attention, crying for attention and focus, and I cannot remove my mind from them. I will ever be remembering the very soul that had brought me to everlasting hell. I will ever be remembering that itself would be enough torture, wouldn't it? But in eternity, that's what would happen. And would you not forget any of these things? If you come to the saint, this is why Apostle Paul, any that's all you're Christian, if the person had come to trust in the Savior, our sins will not be remembered. In fact, again, I'll touch on that very shortly. We will see how much the Savior makes the difference. So that we see Him as the bearer of our sins and the one who has made us free from everlastingly viewing and looking upon our wickedness that we did in the past, oh friends. And so, because nothing changes in eternity. The final change that would occur will be at the point of death for us, or the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then as I cry, the day of judgment, then your state would have been such your soul said you were kratiano or befa salvonam ashebio and salvonam no yebamano salvodino betna onye wienfienam and when yumguasimo. You'll be given that new body, not glorious body, but a corrupted, because that's what it is, but it will bear through eternity. And so shall be our portion. But that wonderful change shall occur for Christians to at the point of death. It will be a glorious change. And when the Lord Jesus Christ appears, we will receive His very body with which He would appear. We will be like Him, says the scripture. And so we'll be forever with Him. And so Shia and Sasa, Bibia and Sasa, Adingina, Ebekosusa. Now this is one of the things that I think it's so solemn, I think, about eternity. In eternity, the created order will be restored. When in the fall, everything became distorted. When man fell, the entire creation became distorted. Let me give you one example of this distortion. One of the examples is this. In the present life, our fleshly material needs seem so urgent and closer, isn't it? So that very naturally, everybody begins to think about the material, the flesh, and how to care for it, and things like this. If we were to compare times people even give attention to matters of theirs, of course, there'd be nothing to speak about. We only give little time to that. In fact, to some extent, God is even allowed that, because how many times He permits us to work 8 hours or perhaps more? And yet how many times do we have for worship, for example? And so you see, in this distortion, the things that are really less have some prominence now in our time. And you may be a Hiano, and a crown a wassail, and a crown a bay, and a crown a Sashan Ace, will be Ashishan a cassette. Our friends in eternity, things will be restored. Once we enter into eternity, it will be seen by everyone that the matters of the soul were the most pressing, were the most real, were the most urgent, were the most serious. But some reno ever is so clear. And to my dear friends, Emma, who said, say the Bible can I no crepe us in your union? Say the wise person is that person like a person who sees what others don't see. The capacity to see the primacy, the urgency, the seriousness of matters of the soul, and give attention to that. And to your, all your decisions in life and all you plan your life, you are ruled. No, there's something we tell people, even unbeliever, you don't understand it. Let me give you an example. And I'm sure if you haven't known the Lord, it feels so very difficult for you. We tell people, for example, if I'm taking a decision, if jobs are offered to me and this pays so much, okay, this is a little, say, this pays me, how much do they pay? Okay, this pays me 10,000 Ghana cedis a month. This pays me 3,000 a month. I ask you, which one do you go for? This is how you don't even think. It's straight, isn't it? But this is how it works out. When you have, your eyes are open and you are giving attention to matters of your soul, you say, but which of them will allow me time for spiritual things? Which of them will allow me time to be able to think also about the hereafter? Not the one which is only giving me the money, but will absorb all my mind, and I cannot pursue the most important thing. Only a Christian. You know why? As the Apostle Paul says, he sees the reality. He sees the reality of spiritual things, and they are important to him. There was an elderly woman. This elderly woman, because she was poor, she had to work from Monday to Saturday, and she had to work late. So one time the manageress of the company was passing by, and she told this woman, oh, madam, she's an elderly woman, she said, madam, well, you must be very tired after a week's work. Tomorrow to be Sunday. Tomorrow, just sleep. You are too tired. And the woman said, oh, no, madam, I have to go to church. And this woman was surprised. What do you mean? So this one, even God himself understands, you are too tired. And the woman said, oh, you don't understand. That is what gives me energy. That is what gives me energy. Those who see the unseen know how to draw energy from spiritual realities. Friend, these things are true. These things are genuine. You see, but in eternity, you do any onye we mrenwa ubi abe huampase. Oh, she mirame di ma samio me ofa madrine ofa miti. Mesare mesi mi hatri me mesare mesi mi nyemre. Yasi yankwa. Enti ne minti mi cry angry. Bibi efe me cry ono. Samre nube use diene mi ye. What a fool I've made of myself to have missed such an opportunity. And to have missed the opportunity to consider matters of my soul. Friends, in it, and it will be the greatest regret, but it will never change anything. Oh, friends, can you imagine yourself that the opportunities were so close, and you let them slip, and here you are, in everlasting torment. because he never sought the Lord. He never took him seriously. One fear I didn't remember. And yet, Musa, when he came back to me, when he passed, so which child be this one? And to which me my attention, but no, what would you TMI? So it was not possible to think and to really give heart to it. Eternity. Friends, it teaches us therefore, my dear friend, to listen to the Lord. Listen, because he tells us, the Lord Jesus Christ said it time and again, a man's life does not consist of the abundance of the things he possesses. Do you believe that? Would you listen to the Savior? Nimpanunkwa engina, and nyomwa wawonu bebrebeso. Would you listen? Eradinok, or be any effadia yin hununo. Where the matters of the soul are nobler, higher. Friends, we tell people, if you become converted, you will never let matters of money rob you of communion with God. Your times for prayer, oh, you value them because you see they are reality. I go to God and I go to call upon Him and to praise and adore and pay my dues to Him because I truly owe Him everything, and to be able to intercede and pray for the things that will bring Him glory. These things are so noble. Friends, nothing comes close. They are never bargainable. You don't bargain them with anything. Sacred ground. You will never understand these until your eyes are opened and you see the unseen. Before them to actually see the essence and say, I will cut down those, I will let go those, this is a benefit, this is a material benefit, oh, but let me push it aside, I want to secure this time, it has to be for me and the Lord. You will never do it. You may say it with your lips, you will never do it. You know why? Because you have to see their reality. It's almost a yampa, the soul. Ekrano, you said you didn't yanko poinim, said you pun yanko poefa, and in any way here. But my dear friend, the warning is this: you will see it one day, and you will be so sad. Did I so waste my energies like this? So was it all a waste? Sending I Jane, and I gave the most important and the paltry aspect of my time. Memory ketwana midimano. You'd be so sad. Listen to the Savior, my dear friends. Listen to Him. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Did he not say that? Dear Nenim Pabema, and he asked a sunny prayer. Eradius the Christian Kasa, do you take Him seriously? Would you listen to Him, friends? Eternity will confirm all of them. Onyeriem Renumu, and when you know, but you're so clear. And now we Rebbe who said, "Wo wa masanyumi emre kra." And why do you say, "Jema wo kabibiso ankasa"? Friends, let me touch on that one or two more, and I'll begin to close. But you know, friends, I think of this story. There was a certain woman, a young lady, who was traveling from one place, and it was not in Ghana, but some of these Western countries. She was traveling from one place to the other. She was traveling in a train, and she didn't know the place. So she told the assistant in her coach, the aspect of the train where she was. She told the assistant that, "I'm going to such and such a place. When you get there, would you please tell me?" And the assistant said, "Of course, I will do that." Maybe you two kind if you baby back on a call, baby own him ho. Onimonti, a full train up at Nokache near Oye, a better semator, our train will say, "O Cossadi ain't so do her, on can, and a papa can say, 'Mesa, may do her make out.'" And so the woman will be sitting down, maybe after about 10 or so minutes, and then she will go back to the man and say, "Sir, I hope you haven't forgotten me." And the man said, "Yes, I haven't forgotten. When we get there, I will tell you." And the train will stop at a particular point. The woman will go and say, "Please, is it here?" And the man will say, "No." no, this is not where you are coming off. Just rest assured, when you get to your spot, when you get to your destination, I will tell you. Maminna no hutiti nti atihoka kanu kobi sapa pano se yidwa na se train jina bibi kaka wa kwani cho sempo cha ha na sapa pano se udia kwa kuma to yimu edu ha me se me ka cho nti they were going and then the train stopped somewhere, and when the train stopped, then somebody sitting in the train told this woman, "Madam, I think this is the place." And the woman thanked this man and then got off the train. The train then continued the journey. So after about 45 minutes, they got to this woman's destination. And then the man in the train came up and said, "Okay, woman, where are you? Here is your destination. Now you can't get down." And they told the man, "Oh, she got down." And then the mate in the train, became so distressed. And in his face, you could see the distress on his face. I said, "Why? I promised to tell her. Where did she come off?" So some people told her, and she got off. And the man said, "Oh, I am sure this woman has gotten down to her death, because it was snowing very heavily." And of course, they phoned in, the rescuers went in to try and rescue her. When they got to her, she had frozen to death. She had carried a baby, but she had been able to keep the baby so close to her bosom, so the baby was kept alive, but she herself had died. And the lesson was this: why would she not listen to the one who knows the pathway? Why would she not listen? Why would you not listen to the Savior who tells you what is the most important thing? You don't want to listen. Well, one day you would know you had thrown away your life. I was busy. I was pursuing those matters of religion. But really, things that... Friend, what is the most painful thing? What is the most painful thing is when people don't have the time to give their thoughts to matters of religion, and yet they are so confident. They are so confident in themselves. They think their small time, their sprinkle of a religion is enough to just clear everything. Oh, what regrets they would have. What ignorance they would fall in. What darkness would becloud their minds. My dear friends, if your eyes were open, you realize matters with God require the greatest seriousness of all. We tell people, you never came to seek the Savior until he becomes the most serious one you want, surpassing anything of seriousness in your mind and in your heart. Until that has come, you are treating him as a secondary something. He will never bless you. He will never reveal himself to you. Is he the chief? Is he the chief thing, the chief one you want, and the chief one you desire? His salvation, is it the greatest thing? Not just that you say it or you understand because you've gotten a tract and read it, and that the tract tells you that is the most serious thing, but have you felt it? Have you realized this is the most serious thing? How I stand before God. Now friends, my point is just this. If you fail to see that now, you will see it one day when it is too late. That matters of the soul should have so occupied us and influenced everything. You say, "Is that possible?" Yes, that's what conversion does. When the Savior saves you and gives you a new heart, spiritual things become the nobler, the chief matters, and they dominate every other thing, and they regulate every other thing, because your standing before God becomes the number one matter. Say, obey Radio Jesus Christ, Radio Jesus Christ, yes, answer, cry no more, kubase, once we shall see who ankasa, say, set your witch in a radian, and in your day, we hear pa, if we hear simply be our sound claim. So one who knows how you say, "Won't to me my Radi Jesus Christ of Bata?" Who be to me? I do know what to name him. Near dearing young couple, a ya, a cost to be brave, as Nadina. What is it that cost God far more than anything? We often say, when he was creating the world, he only spoke it into existence. But for him to bring sinners to himself, he could not speak it into existence. He had to come himself. Amo abobi bienu okayano mobile. Modi nimpaba ninchenu nuntumi nyanisa isonuansani no komi mudianu sansa oko asindianu sansa ena kuhuema ndi bonya fusengenu. My dear friends, have you discovered the most important thing? Do that now. Do that now. Before it is too late. Eternity will compel you to see. And you'll be so, so sad. You never did. Let me mention the last one. Is it the last one? Maybe that's what time will allow me. In eternity, we experience the ultimate in all things, nothing by halves, the very fullness of all things. If we enter into joy, it will be the fullness of joy. If we enter into pain and punishment, it will be the ultimate, the topmost, the highest. There shall not be a mixture. We are saying what they say. When him say, "Niyede, niyeya, eya nefra," we are bakakra. And yes, sir, it shall be only one of them. If it is joy and pleasure, it is that forever, and the very utmost, the very highest. If it is judgment and sorrow, it shall be the very ultimate. Friends, how terrible it will be. Nothing will abate. In fact, even though it bears the ultimate, and yet there shall be such freshness with it every time, and bringing on a fruitfulness, abrekronwa. My dear friends, would you not see the blessedness of eternity only with God? It's the only blessing there is. If you are thinking of eternity without God, if you should enter eternity without the Savior, oh friends, the thought itself is disturbing. Adrenu kra haye se benye trimwa. As a senior, ebimo afano. Nia, on peso jinane bonye nim. Nobe radi Yesu Christo, ni on pese, on peso shed, sedye watna ewe radi nim. Le sedye wabone bra. On timime radi Yesu Christo in chain. Dear friends, when I say this thing, I really want to explain this because this week, somebody who is earnestly seeking the Lord that I know of in Cape Coast came to me, and unfortunately, she had conversation with somebody. In fact, the person she had conversation with is also a pastor, sort of a local Baptist church, and this pastor was telling this young lady that. When you go to God to seek forgiveness of sins, you don't have to be worried about the individual sins you've committed. You only have to be worried about the fact that you are Adam's descendant and a sinner. That's all. I'm saying this because you may have heard of this before, my dear friends. Now, the problem is that he that only comes to the Lord simply because he thinks he's a descendant of Adam will never be able to repent personally. Why? I didn't commit it. You cannot repent personally. And then I charge you, even if you're a casual reader, read through the New Testament. Individual sins are mentioned. And it is on that people are called to repent. Why? Yes, we are Adam's descendants, but no one is judged by the sins of Adam. We are judged by the sins we have committed. And so you quit writing chesia kaka dia yenim say aye. They are front of the conviction of sin. They are the boy me who said the unbonity. If I didn't see, yeah, you support it. And we say this especially hard sins. Sins of pride, sins of selfishness, sins of self-importance, sins of hardness of heart and rebellion. These things come in. How we feel most ashamed. The reason why these are the ones that trouble us is that we only know it. We only feel them. And it troubles us most when we are coming to the Savior. If I've had lust in my heart, I've never committed a single act of uncleanness on the surface. Menye bribia ense wa bontindi es makuma prosans and akume ginas apro and ahupone ya kesesam and edia wobebia wobeden wa bomo as we Jesus Christo nim we be saying no more broken in sin. And we charge every young person, every one of you here, and I'm glad saying all of you are in schools, those who are young, your biggest danger, that the school in itself is a benefit, but there's a downside with it, which you can't do anything about that. You cannot say, for that sake, so you don't want to go to school or anything like that, but it comes with it. The more you study, the prouder you become. Is it because you have reason to be proud? No, you don't. Only the devil takes interest to lure you and to pamper the mind. And you begin to think, oh, I think I know those, I think I understand those. Actually, you know, as Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 1, when they thought they were wise, they became fools. Because why? Real, once again, comes to our text, and the Apostle Paul tells us, the real knowledge should have let people see Christ and seen his glory and desired him. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, if my learning does not let me see him and melt me at his feet, Apostle Paul says that foolishness. Unfortunately, you see. And yet you have to. You have to go to the school, I want to encourage you. And some school is still waiting. And so you see, you have only a single snare awaiting you. You become an incurably proud person. Only the arm of the Savior can save you and lift you out, my dear friends. But you go to him with your heart state and call upon him. This is why you need to go to him sincerely and be so sad and be so grieved for how you've lived and be ashamed of the pride of heart and beg him and call upon him to pity you and change you. And as he always does, give you a new heart. No more akuma fufro. And yes, sir. Well, of course, you will never. It is often said that pride is the only sin we would die with, because it always stays with us. Now, let me mention that last of my time to do this, and friends, I'll be done. In eternity, we will see that Christ truly feels everything. Did you treat him lightly? We treat him, yes, the Christ, lightly, so say. In eternity, you will see that he feels. The Bible says that everything was made for him. And we will see that day that everything honors him. And so when you die, you shut your eyes, you enter into the next world, and the only glorious person you will see is the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's another reason why, because you see, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, he only took our nature, the Godhead, the Father, and the Spirit. We cannot see them, even in eternity. But we will see their glory in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so in eternity, the one who will see us our judge, if I'm an unbeliever, will be this, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the one as my Savior will be the same Savior. He feels everything. Friends, so you come to him. Come to him. Call upon him. Repent. Yield your life to him. Trust in what he did on Calvary. And call, ask him to change you and to bless you. Because friends, this is why, this is one of the signs he gives you if he saves you. In Adiaba Kwesu Christo Beso Sakra Wampa. We would say now, said the Apostle Paul, Satakano. Now the Lord Jesus Christ is my all in all. Christ is my all in all. You see everything else as so small, are so insignificant. And so I didn't know Franz McCarthy had chosen. Ese, akichebia enso. Because who were there? Who persevered? Who should share there? Or they will cause a inquiry? Or they will take you beyond this life? Friends, have you found the Savior as your all in all? He's all you have. Your comfort, your joy, your treasure, your help, your Lord, your Master, everything. He is the one you go to for comfort and peace. He is the one from whom you draw your satisfaction and all. Have you gone to him? See, Jesus Christ, Jiwa, Obama, Onu Ankasa, I will bring you. His son said, you see, heaven, a chance is here. Now, Kwamba, Kesha, said, we shall see Jesus Christ, Nankasa, so our shadding in us, no brading in us, no we ready. Friends, this is a mighty blessing. Oh, to enter into eternity, having Christ as my all. Friends, I close with this. There was a young man. Actually, I think it was a young lady. And she was living with her father. And the father tried to be very kind to this daughter. And everything this daughter will need, this man will supply. Because she's his dearest daughter. Everything this man will supply. And this young lady, father was a wealthy man, and so this young lady had everything imaginable to make anybody happy. Now when the little girl was, when the young lady was younger, she delighted in them. You know, when you are younger, you like the toys, isn't it? So who saw a toy soon as so any, and so brand out could I know something, those things are never the demand not as soon any year. But I think later in her 20s, mid-20s thereabout, the father saw that the girl had become so discontented and she seemed very unhappy. So the father went to her and said that, what's wrong with you? Haven't I given you everything? What is it again you want? And I'll give that to you. Into a corner channel could be said, do you know she should be your? Who will be here? I don't know when you knew what's on. Would you have come to make me? And the daughter told the father and said, Dad, you know, you've given me everything to live with, but I don't have any purpose to live for. Nothing I can say, this is what I'm living for. And that emptiness was crushing the young lady. Friends, this is why nothing in this world pleases us. It leaves the heart vacuumed. Nothing. Oh, friends, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What shall he be given to us so that our hearts will say, now I have enough? Solomon says that the human heart is like the grave. It never says, I have enough. We keep burying people and we'll bury them still. It never says, I have enough. You know why? The Lord Jesus Christ designed that he will be our all in all. In him alone does the heart feel he has enough. He's rested now. Now rest my long divided heart, the hymn we sing. Afima koma, umati to afidia hum, to ahumi, the sun said, Radi Jesu Christi, we radi se say. Now, my dear friends, come to him. Friends, come. Yield your life to him, repent, and ask him to forgive you and change you. Friends, I don't want to say this, but I have to. If you don't, you must meet him as the one who is over all and in all, and you have to deal with him this time as your judge. In eternity, everyone, even those who hated him, will have to see him as the only one they must deal with. There will be no other way out. Oh, do so now. Go to him. Go and ask him to wash you and change you, and he will bless you. Eternity waits for us all. My dear friends, may we be truly prepared. Let's pray together.
our gracious God and our loving Heavenly Father, speaking to our hearts, O Lord. Help us that in thy mercy we will be mindful of eternity. We'll be mindful of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Lord with whom we have to do. O Lord, help us. Make us wise people, Lord, who will not push aside the inevitable matter, the matter of eternity, but rather will be moved to be so concerned about how we will fare and how is our cases now, even in eternity. Gracious Father, look upon us, touch our hearts, and draw us to thyself this morning. Grant the grace of repentance and faith that we will see the unseen and trust thee and yield our lives to thee. For we ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, and for his sake. Amen.
Amen.